Tom Carkleman, the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, talking about lots of sunshine, maybe a few clouds later on. High around 78 degrees. Kenosha, 59 at this hour. It's 58 in Burlington. Milwaukee, 65 and 61 degrees in Racine. Kenosha police say the gunshot deaths of two men inside of a residence at 6826 22nd Avenue related to some kind of domestic dispute. Officers first dispatched after 4 p.m. on a 911 call about shots fired at a 22nd Avenue apartment building, but then were told about a different location. The caller said to have been confused about that site. It then led to officers learning about the address in question. With guns drawn, not knowing what they might find, police went inside and discovered both victims along with a witness and the weapon. Names of the victims have not been officially released at this point. A man, though identified as 23-year-old Brian Baldwin's father, said his son was killed by the other man over a dispute involving a woman. A scheduled due process hearing at City Hall in Racine Wednesday night, a verdict for Sam's Riverside Inn at Northwestern Avenue and Highway MM with what's being called a global settlement of outstanding problems, including liquor license violations, structural issues, and police calls for service. City's hired special counsel on the case, Paul Alexi, spent about 20 minutes going over the different criteria Sam Namey has to meet with different deadlines, and with a 90-day suspension of his liquor license included, though he still can't apply for the 2017-18 season.
Along the lines of enforcement action, the agreement does address the fact that this agreement cannot be construed to prohibit the city from enforcing the provisions of Chapter 125 and or Chapter 6 of the City of the Racine Code of Ordinances concerning alcohol licensing. And that includes but isn't limited to the proceedings that the city attorney had earlier alluded to with regard to 125.12 as far as suspension or revocation of licensing.
Attorney Vince Bobbitt, who fought the city in the past on the high-profile Park 6 issue, said this agreement for the Riverside Inn covers all the areas of concern. It's in the best interest of both the city and his client.
It's a 90-day suspension, which is just about a hair under what the maximum is. If you think Sam's Riverbank LLC is not being put under a tremendous amount of change directed from the result of this agreement and the suspension, then I guess that's up to the committee to decide. But I think if you go into the facts, this is not to try the case. This is for them to decide whether or not this agreement fits what's best for the city of Racine in dealing with Sam's Riverbank LLC.
Alderman Sandy Weiner, who didn't appear thrilled by the deal, wondered what conditions would the business have changed to even allow for negotiations on the liquor license. Alderman Steve Smetana was the only no vote among the committee members. The recommendation goes to the Common Council June 20th, approval starting the 90-day liquor license suspension clock July the 1st. Fire late yesterday afternoon in Racine caused an estimated $75,000 damage to the building at 1824 Charles Street, housing car, auto, and truck repair. Owner of the building notified of a motion alarm, so he went there to check it out. Inside, flames were observed along the wall to the car repair shop. A fire department news release indicates the owner tried unsuccessfully to put out the flames himself with multiple extinguishers. Then he called 911 and evacuated. Fire crews got there and had the flames out within about 30 minutes. How the fire began, still under investigation. Racine Unified's Knapp Elementary is a neighborhood school with mainly a walk-in student population. That's why concerns were raised about the traffic pattern around the building last year, got to the Common Council this week, but was amended slightly at the last minute. Alderman Henry Perez works at the school, does crossing guard duty. Disappointed, he said, by the Traffic Commission's plan to remove the current four-way stop at 17th and Grange. He asked to amend that recommendation by keeping that current four-way stop, plus installing, as recommended, four-way at 17th and Quincy. Said the rest of the recommendation, including 17th and Quincy, plus the parking restriction changes, fine, but 17th and Grange needs to remain a four-way stop.
The school location shifted to the other end of the block, and that's why they're requesting a four-way stop sign. But the point here is critical. There are 350 kids, about 340 walk there. We need traffic control in the areas. And these kids, let me tell you, are from the community. They don't always cross at the intersection. They don't always cross at where the school crossing guard is. We need to do whatever we can to help protect these children. And this is one of those things that will perform that function for us.
Council did vote for the amended traffic patterns and parking restrictions around Knapp School. Kenosha City Plan Commission meeting at 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Municipal Building. The agenda includes a conditional use request requiring a public hearing for a tattoo business at 3012 30th Avenue. Now, the issue comes up for consideration after the City Council this week approved an ordinance amendment to allow such operations in other parts of the city other than the downtown and uptown business districts. Racine's Community Development Committee will meet at 6 o'clock tonight in Council Chambers at City Hall. On that agenda, a communication from National Church Residences seeking home funding to rehab Mount Pleasant Manor at 2250 Laird Avenue. The 78 units would be upgraded next year, 4 made fully ADA accessible. Community Development staffers recommending a $400,000 loan with a 35-year payback period at 0% interest. Racine County going to be changing banks if the full county board approves. At last night's Finance and Human Resources Committee meeting, County Executive Jonathan Delagrave told supervisors he felt it was time to look for a new financial partner to handle the county's banking needs, so proposals were requested and one stood out.
One of the suggestions that I made is I really feel it's important that we do banking with a local entity. We have a fine local banking, more than a fine local banking entity. We have a great one in Johnson Bank. Through the interview process, they more than came out on top, and I'm proud to sit here today to recommend that you guys approve this 3-year contract with Johnson Bank.
Right now, the county contracts for its banking services with Wells Fargo. The recommendation to go with Johnson Bank will be getting to the full county board at its next meeting. Governor Walker announcing a record $3.9 million in youth apprenticeship state grants. They'll be serving some 4,300 students across the state, including here in southeast Wisconsin. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Among the organizations receiving funding, $27,000 to Gateway Technical College to serve 30 students, $63,000 to RAMAC to serve 70 students, and $22,500 to the Kenosha Unified School District to serve 25 students. The funding will assist high school juniors and seniors gain academic and technical instruction with mentored on-the-job training in one of 11 Department of Workforce Development-approved career areas. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
In Burlington, aspiring Eagle Scout Tommy Martin and his vision of a park on city-owned property at 256 State Street, which used to house an abandoned gas station, is continuing. The Common Council there approving his plan for welcome signs and benches and plants and landscaping. Administrator Karina Walters addressing the question about Martin's fundraising efforts and if the city should step in should those fall short of expectations. She indicated a phased approach by the city could occur if necessary, but it's also a budgetary item going forward at that point. Walters adding that the design includes the park being as low maintenance as possible.
With that being said, obviously the grass would need to be maintained. There will be spigots, water placed out there, so in case staff needs to water it right away until it kind of grows. But essentially we're looking at trimming grass and perhaps some of the vegetation over time.
Rustic Road Landscaping donating items at wholesale cost. Reisman Excavating, Unilock also on board with donated services. Eagle Scout hopeful Tommy Martin still fundraising for the project from the public and the business community. Oh, and if you go to a Brewers game at Miller Park, beer vendor Ryan Sternad believes you ought to only be allowed to purchase beer from he and his fellow vendors if you're sitting in the seats, not go to the concourse and take advantage of all the changes made by the team, which added more options for beer. Sternad has launched a political action committee, he says, and a website, drinkintheseats.org. Says the $20 million worth of changes to the concessions at Miller Park are hurting the bottom line for himself and all the other vendors. Brewer's not commenting. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.